Welcome back to YouTube with the boys. So we have a fantastic episode for you on Preston. Why are people Googling if I'm dead? What? I've uploaded almost like every day for so many years now. Guys, I'm not dead. I hope this video is reaching you. So for those of you who do not know, Preston is a YouTuber with 18.6 million subscribers, so it's safe to say he is doing pretty well. He also has multiple other channels, most notably Preston Plays, which has, 11.7 million subscribers. He also has TBNR Frags with 7.45 million subscribers, and there's a lot of other. I think he has a Minecraft one with 3.4, Preston Games. Like, there's this trend of making a lot of channels, and he is, hopped onto it. Okay, so here we go. Preston. So, I've heard about Preston before. I think I kind of knew who he was before because of he had done videos with like Lachlan in the past, but I've never really watched his content. So, this week I set out to watch it. I thought he's popular, so he's going to be a good person to do. And first let me say Preston is a good content creator. He's a really good content creator. He understands, what people want. He understands how to make good content. But at the same time, his content, at least in my opinion, is meant for a bit of a younger audience. Because to be honest, I first set out to do this podcast on Preston Plays. And at 11.7 million subscribers, I usually do gaming channels. So I was like, okay, let me go do that. And I tried. I started off with watching, Minecraft, but I have video game hearts. Or I found a quadrillion-only Minecraft server. And I was like, okay, I'm going to watch these. And to be honest, I started watching them. I've watched a lot of Minecraft, videos in the past, as you know. And it was just, I realized it was a bit too young for me.
That noob 1234, he's just staring outside of his window. It's almost as if he can see me right now, but we know he can't see us because he is a noob. Now, the first way we're going to be stealing his diamonds, honestly, it cracks me up thinking about it, but we are going to be crafting a dirt chest.
Now, I watch a lot of content. I really like reviewing YouTube channels, and even though some of it may not be my cup of tea, I do a podcast on YouTube. But this was a bit of a kid level to me. That I just couldn't really do it and enjoy it, and I wanted to give him a fair review, so that's why I went to his main channel, the big one, and instead of doing this one, I think a lot of you, like people out there, will definitely find it really enjoyable, and I probably would have in the past, but I'm at an age where it's just a bit too young for me. I would need, I don't know, I just can't get involved that much. And I just wanted to say that, like, I'm not ignoring it, I just couldn't really watch it. They're a bit too, focused on a younger crowd. But his main channel, I did end up watching, and I did definitely enjoy some of the videos. So let's talk about it. First of all, the first one I watched was living 24 hours on a private jet.
This bucket list item has to stay with me and the viewers.
When we land in California, we have to kick one of our friends off the plane. It's one of the bucket list items. It's extremely savage. Which of the three people is it going to be?
Immediately, we kind of see this Mr. Beast style video. And obviously, Preston is a creator in his own right. But, I mean, that's just kind of like a Mr. Beast format. And I do know that Mr. Beast and Preston both have the same channel management, but other than that, this was a really cool video. He rented a private jet, and, that's something that a lot of people generally can't do. He did it for 24 hours. He was with friends in a private jet. It was fun to see them kind of messing around, so that was pretty awesome. And he saw other YouTubers. He stopped by and saw ZHC and Unspeakable. It was a really cool time, and, fun to just, like, if you and your friends had a private jet for, like, a day, it's like, it was a really cool video, and I enjoyed it. I thought it was well done. It was quick but still entertaining, and I thought it was a great video, YouTube video, to be honest. Okay, now I survived 50 hours eating only one color food was the second one I watched, and this had a lot of views, 4.4 million. The jet one had 6.5 million. This one I was a little put off. Now you know, generally when you see someone doing a challenge like this, at least this is my opinion, I expect a Sidemen type video. When the Sidemen do this, you know, they film and vlog themselves throughout the whole day, and, you know, that's how it happens. But in this one, it was 8 minutes. I was a bit confused going into it. And when I kind of realized, it was more skit-like.
Scott! Preston?
Your wife is dead. I may or may not have killed her. We need to settle this.
Okay, we're just gonna move past that, I guess.
This challenge has been going on for far too long.
Yeah, I agree.
Listen to me! You're making me drop my balls! Meet me on the bridge, in the trail, 1v1. Whoever loses is eliminated!
Preston would, like, get people out, quote-unquote, by feeding them, like, a different colored food than they were supposed to eat, and that person would, like, poof and disappear, and it ended with him, like, attempting to get everybody out in 8 minute content. It was more of a skit, and it was definitely a bit jarring going into it. Like, I think it's a good video, but I will say that the thumbnail and title were definitely misleading. And the lead up, too, because they were starting in a grocery store. But I could see how it would be enjoyable. I was definitely a little confused when it turned out into, like, the skit type format. So I don't know how many of his videos are like that, because I couldn't really watch all of them, but it is what it is, and it was still good content. It was just misleading. Now, Unspeakable trapped me in 100 layers of ice, and that was 6 million views.
Oh my God, he is putting on a shock collar.
Wait. Oh! I heard it.
Let me turn it up a little bit.
What did you do?
Did you feel that one?
What do you think? I need a backflip.
This was a great video. Like, I know I was maybe a little negative in his last one, but this one I really enjoyed. This is when Unspeakable, another YouTuber, basically kind of made this challenge for Preston. Where it was almost like an escape room with, like, an unspeakable theme from a bunch of his past videos. And this was kind of like two friends messing around, and it was really cool challenges. Because what I appreciate a lot with YouTubers, and I think that something that MrBeast understands, is when you're able to scale up content, that's when it gets enjoyable. So when, you know, Preston is doing these challenges, it's fun to see him try to escape through 100 layers of ice, or, you know, through a bunch of Orbeez, or, I don't know, get tased. He had, like, one point, like, a shock dog collar on. It's fun to see that stuff because you wouldn't do it. And again, I think that's a lot of a trick to doing well on YouTube, by doing stuff that people don't normally do. And it reminded me a bit of old YouTube a bit more, and people just get, like, a bunch of things dumped on them, and, like, YouTube, at least, the way I remember it, used to be a lot more punishment-based. Like, you would fail a video, you'd get punished. That's kind of how it worked back in the day, and it was kind of reminiscent of that, so that was kind of fun to see. Overall, that was a really enjoyable video, where I think the scale was really big, so I liked it. And, like, continuing that, another one was Extreme 100 Buttons YouTube Game Show, which had 2.9 million views, which I honestly thought that it was going to be much more views because it was a really well-done video. And this was a YouTube original. And in this YouTube original, basically, Preston got together with, make sure I get the names right, Lissetti, Rosanna Panzino, and Sophia Dosi. And they all did, like, this kind of, like, Can You Do It challenge, where they each had their own category that the others competed in. Preston's was, like, games. And it was a really well put together, like, kind of, like, almost like a game show in which, you know, it was a Preston-style video that the others had to compete in. And overall, really well done. I really enjoyed the video, and I enjoyed other people's reactions to getting, like, chocolate syrup dunked on them. It was fun to see people kind of get out of their comfort zone. Like, you wouldn't normally expect to see Rosanna Panzino in a video get dumped chocolate syrup and whipped cream on her.
Hey, Rosanna, go ahead and press that button.
Okay.
Come on, top or bottom, low or high, what you doing?
No, I think you put up here for me.
I like the high ones. The high ones are good.
You're messing with me, so I'm going to go down low. What's that?
chocolate sauce. Come on, we gotta turn Rosanna into a cupcake. It's just natural.
I would take on that.
I'm literally, I'm a ganache.
Is it good at least?
Yeah.
Oh, this is so much fun.
So yeah, that was a fun video. It was enjoyable. I thought it was well done. It was a 20-minute video, and you guys know how I feel about long videos, and I honestly stayed pretty entertained the whole time. So continuing on, at this point, I think I started going to his most popular videos, so I went like, that was just his most recent kind of ones I picked through there, and then I picked through the most popular ones, because I was like, okay, let's see how this is done. And now, what's a good one I watched? I ended up watching one I watched kind of a while ago. Was I challenged an actual SWAT team to camo hide and seek. And I didn't watch this. I didn't watch this for this video. I had watched this before that. Like, before I had even gone out to study Preston. That was a good video. It was well done. Kind of a Mr. Beast type title. Challenging people to watch you. Hide and seek videos, although they seem kind of really simplistic, they're always fun to watch on YouTube. I don't know necessarily why that is, but it's always a good video. Having an actual SWAT team was fun. It adds some stakes to it, and yeah, it was really enjoyable. What else? I continued, and I watched another one, which was 100 Layers of Steel versus Silk. Another great one where he's using his scale to, you know, show, you know, do things that people couldn't normally do. I don't know. I don't have 100 layers of silk, and I don't have a bunch of weapons to throw at it on a normal day basis. So when YouTubers are doing things that you can't normally do, that's enjoyable, as I said before. So before I keep going on and listing videos that I watched, I think it's time for some overall takeaways. Preston, videos are usually of a very high production quality and very well done. He's funny because it allows him, he does things where the scale is higher than you can do, like that people aren't going to do on a normal basis, as well as, you know, he's not afraid to get messy, which I think on a bigger YouTuber, that's kind of fun to see. Of course, you have people who have less subscribers that will do anything for views. But with Preston at such a high level, still, you know, seeing him get down and dirty was really fun. Editing, very well done, as well as that. He is definitely, at least in my opinion, geared to a younger audience. And if you are that younger audience, I assume you'll have a very good time. But at least, in my opinion, if you're like my age, you're not going to be able to watch every video. There's going to be a few that you're going to be like, okay, this is a little too young for me. But there are going to be others where you're like, okay, I can watch this. It's an enjoyable video. So it's probably hit or miss if you're like my age. Thumbnails are really good. He has his family involved, which is sometimes it's fun. Sometimes I felt like his family was a bit of, like, acty, if that makes sense. Like, you could tell they were over-exaggerating everything, but they may have been taught to do that, and that just may be, you know, evident on a younger-themed channel. Unspeakable, I really like the videos that Unspeakable was in, so I want to shout out Unspeakable. I think he was always fun. Gaming channel, again, kind of younger. Thumbnails and titles, it looks like Preston does pretty well. There was that one that was misleading, but it looks like he knows how to make thumbnails and titles really accurately. I love how enthusiastic he was in every video. Preston always seems like he wanted to be there, and he really cared about his content. And I appreciate that, because you can tell when some people are unenthused by, like, they're not really into their content, but Preston always seemed like he was putting, like, 110% effort into every single little take and video, and I thought that was really cool. Basically, overall takeaway I get from Preston's channel, he seems to be a Mr. Beast kind of geared to younger people. That's how I would describe him. He also gave me, like, Team Edge vibes, if any of you know Team Edge.
Even from the intro, you can tell they are similar. Today, we're gonna find out which one of these majumbos can dangle from this Tower of Doom and not die on the spikes.
We're adding all the team's times up at the end, and the team with the least cumulative time is the winner for this video.
But yeah, Mr. Beast geared toward a younger audience is how I would describe him. And I think he does it really well, and he is good at what he does. I just do not think I'm his target audience. So that's what I would say. And his merch seems really cool, but it looks very similar to the Miami Heat logo. And I couldn't help but just noticing that. So, yeah. That's what I would say. Cool channel. Pretty awesome. Yeah. Now, another thing I want to talk about. While, you know, we are at the beginning of the new year, is kind of a YouTube trope that I have a bit of a problem with. But before we get into that, I just want to say congratulations to Technoblade for hitting that 10 million subscribers in time. I thought that was really cool. I thought that was pretty awesome. That, you know, Technoblade got there to hit that 10 million subscribers. I don't know if any of you did subscribe because of what I said. I assumed a lot of you were already subscribed, but if you did, thank you for that. And just hats off to him. But moving on, a YouTube trope that I have a problem with. Best of blank 2021. I just hate best of the end of the year videos. And now you'd be like, Mac, this is pretty obvious. You know, you usually hate longer videos. Of course, you're going to hate best of the end of the year videos. But I just don't think there's that much of a point of them. And I know they get a lot of views and stuff like that. But they just feel so tired to me. Like, I enjoy Tommy and his content. I think he's a great creator. But 2 hours and 9 minutes of Tommy and it 2021? Just binge his videos again. Like, I know there are some funny moments, but I would much rather a really, really well put together, like, Tommy in it out of context 2021, which is 20 minutes long, over a 2 hour video. Because at that point, I'm just like, just go to his most popular of the year and binge those videos. I just find it, I don't know, I find it kind of ridiculous when people produce such, like, kind of these long content of 2021, and I'm just like, I just don't find them entertaining. I find the pacing off. I find, the editing, it's hard, like, it switches vibes constantly, and stuff like that. Like, I can feel like I can never really get into the video, because it is just constantly, you know, changing, like, pace. Every time I, like, think something's funny, then it changes and I have to get, like, readjusted to the new moment. I think the best of moments are really funny. Like, when a sitcom, you know, does the best of, kind of the bottle episode, I think it's called.
Bottle episode is something totally different, my bad.
When they, like, flashback on, like, funny moments from the seasons, I really enjoy that. I would almost rather, like, a sitcom style best of episode where they maybe flash on their flash to their personal favorite moments from the year. If like Tommy and I was just sitting down like, oh, my favorite video was when blank happened, or all those times when Schlatt, you know, came in and it would like flash to a bunch of like Schlatt moments. But normally I just think they're so unorganized, and I know the amount of time it would take to organize these. But I just feel like sometimes they're so unorganized that they're really hard to watch. And I don't know if, you know, any of you feel the same about that, but I just would rather more organized. So instead of compiling all of this content into such a long video, do less content in a more organized fashion. And even if the video is like 40 minutes, 30 minutes, if it's more organized, I think it's going to be much more enjoyable. And this is, I'm not just picking on Tommy Innit, like Wilbur did this too, Swagger Souls did this, all creators who I really appreciate, but it's just, I just wish it was a bit more, consolidated is the word I'm looking for. So it's not just the Minecrafters, a bunch of people do this, And I just don't think, like, I never enjoy them. Maybe you guys do. But yeah. I would rather, like, kind of, I think Jacksepticeye did a more of like a talking style where he just talked for 40 minutes. And I almost want that and the long videos combined. I think that would make a really cool kind of review of the year. And I know the editing that must take. I know that must be insane. But I honestly think that would be pretty cool. In other news, I'm not going to save this till next time because I think it's pretty quick news, even though it's important. Emeru joined OTK. We talked about OTK and Mizkiff a bit last time, so I thought I would just say it. I've been expecting it for a while. I mean, Emeru has been, you know, is living in, like, that kind of OTK house and has been hanging out with Mizkiff and has been in a lot of his videos. So I wasn't, like, flabbergasted when that happened. But it is cool to see OTK gaining a lot of ground. Now that they have Schlatt, you know, Emeru, Seer, Mizkiff, S-Fan, a lot of different cool creators. And I do love when new groups start to form. I'm a big fan of group channels when they're successful. So yeah, I think that is pretty awesome to see. To just see another channel on the ground. Some other news that, you know, we may or may not get into next week. I haven't officially decided what I'm going to do. But Anthony Padilla did I Spent a Day with Ranbu. Quackity released its George Not Found vlog, both of which I haven't had time to watch yet. But those are pretty big moments. And yeah, I think that's the majority of what I was going to talk about. So yeah, thank you guys for, you know, the opportunity to, you know, come back strong in the new year. I really appreciate all your support. Let's get into some reviews. So here is a review from Cat, Cheetah, Lion, Tiger. Okay. Okay, Sam was wondering if I could add more guests or laughs and maybe some things outside of YouTube. So Sam, I am totally with you on the guests and laughs. I'm always trying to do that. I'm always trying to, you know, increase how funny this podcast is. It is analytical in some sense. I do want some guests. I just want to make it, like, good guests. And it's hard for someone as small as me to get there. Now, maybe things outside of YouTube. I don't know specifically what you're talking about. If you're talking about Twitch, then yeah. Of course, I love Twitch creators too, and I'm fine doing, like, that. But I do want to let you know, the podcast is named YouTube with the Boys, so there is going to be a bit of a YouTube focus. Now, if you like that, you can stay. If you don't, you can leave, or if you just want to tune in every now and then. But that's kind of the point of the podcast. But I will try to get more guests and laughs for you. Now, let's see if we have any views for our international. You know, Minty Axolotl, the very nice review, 5 stars. I really appreciate that. Yeah, I think that's pretty awesome, and, I really appreciate your kind words. I hope you have had a good time, listening to it recently. I also just want to give a general thank you to everybody who has given me reviews on Spotify. I obviously really appreciate that. Our rating is really high, and I'm really happy with that. I appreciate all the support, you know, you guys are giving. We have a 4.6 star rating on Spotify, which is awesome, with 27 reviews. So hats off to you guys. I really appreciate all your support. I'll see you next time. Goodbye.